Report, Search for Jimmy Hoffa's Body Leads FBI to NJ Landfill. By Amy Furr on November 19, 2021. The search for the remains of former Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa has apparently centered on a former landfill in New Jersey. The landfill is located beneath an elevated highway, CBS News reported Friday. The Federal Bureau of Investigation acquired a search warrant to conduct a site survey underneath the Pulaski Skyway. Mara Schneider, who is a spokeswoman for the Detroit field office, stated. On October 25 and 26, FBI personnel from the Newark and Detroit field offices completed the survey and that data is currently being analyzed, Schneider noted in a statement on Friday. However, she did not say if anything had been removed. Because the affidavit in support of the search warrant was sealed by the court, we are unable to provide any additional information, Schneider continued. Hoffa's disappearance has remained unsolved for over 45 years, the CBS report read. He was last seen on July 30, 1975, when he was to meet with reputed Detroit mob enforcer Anthony Tony Jack Giacalone and alleged New Jersey mob figure Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano at a restaurant in suburban Detroit. The latest effort appears to be tied to interviews given by a man named Frank Capola, who was a teenager in the 1970s. He said he worked at the old PJP landfill in Jersey City with his father, Paul Capola. According to Capola, his dying father told in 2008 how Hoffa's body was brought to the landfill in 1975, put in a steel drum, and buried with similar barrels, bricks, and dirt. Frank Coppola talked with Fox Nation and journalist Dan Waldia prior to his death in 2020 and also signed a document containing his father's detailed account, the CBS article said. Coppola claimed it was his father who buried Hoffa. He said that he couldn't fit in the drum body first, feet first. They had to turn him and put him in head first. Couldn't fit in the drum feet first, he couldn't get the legs to bend right, so he had to take him out and put him in head first, he told Fox News.